Never wise, Hugh.
No.
Never
do
wise.
Do you know, what amazes me is George Bush was on his own, right? He was completely alone inside the White House watching the telly. No witnesses. No one saw him. No one needed to know. And yet, bright man that he is, he told the truth.
It is extraordinary, that, isn't
he
it?
He could have said anything. A US president with a big bruise on his cheek, he could have come out for the cameras and said, yeah, Laura and I were jumped by 5 trained assassins. But no, instead he comes out and says, hello, I fell off a sofa eating snacks.
Well, I think you've got to hand it to him for his honesty. I mean, Nixon bugs his opponent's HQ, goes on TV, lies about it. Clinton has sex in the Oval Office, goes on TV, lies about it. Bush chokes on a pretzel, goes on TV, doesn't lie about it. Amazing. Although my theory is that before he went out to do the interview, he did heads or tails. Flipped a coin, Enron or the pretzel. Oh, it's heads. I'll tell the truth about the pretzel.
Mitch, newly qualified driver, sing us a song.
Like you, when I heard that Prince Harry had been drinking beer and smoking cannabis, I was shocked, because if I had his money, it'd be strictly vintage Krug and cocaine for me, but, Anyway, what this all means is that somewhere in Windsor there is now a dealer who is technically by royal appointment.